They're like a virus. ISIS is spreading. Why is it so hard to answer, when can we go home? And 2 decades is an anniversary to celebrate. These stories and more on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. ISIS is spreading. 6 Pakistan Taliban leaders are throwing their lot in with the Islamic State of Iraq and Syria. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton explains the latest.
Radical Muslims around the world look at ISIS. They look at what they've done. They look at the fact that they're controlling territory. They're setting up government structures and really ruling the areas that they control. So basically, they have said, we see ISIS as the banner carrier for the Islamic world, for at least the Sunni Islamic world.
Already under pressure in Pakistan, what will an ISIS branch there mean for believers? Well, they may face the same fate as Christians in Iraq and Syria.
When you think about spreading the gospel, the first question is, well, if all the Christians are gone, who's going to be there to spread the gospel? The other group of Christians, though, that is affected by ISIS is Muslim converts.
We have specific needs listed at our website, but VOM says right now, the best thing you can do is pray.
We need to pray that God will raise up Pauls out of the Sauls of ISIS, that some of these who are now persecuting our brothers and sisters will come to faith in Christ.
Next, do you ever feel completely helpless about what's going on in the Middle East? Well, that's why we bring you stories like this one. Advancing Native Mission says their partners in Iraq are helping people displaced by ISIS. They're putting the love of Christ into action by handing out supplies, listening to the refugees, and sharing eternal hope. They need more winter items, though, and time is running short. Help A&M send supplies to Iraq at our website. You're listening to Mission Network News. One of the toughest, unanswerable questions being asked by refugee kids is, when can we go home? Between choosing survival or mental health, well, the obvious choice is survival. But millions of childhoods have been shattered. Food for the Hungry can fill that void by reaching out in a Christ-like manner, providing essentials that the rest of the world takes for granted, like a safe place to play. Would you consider praying and helping provide for those needs? We've got the specifics at our website. Meanwhile, what's it look like to serve Jesus in Haiti? Eva DeHarder for Haiti with Love says,
feeding the poor and the hungry was a very important part of the Lord's ministry. When their tummies are growling, they can't hear you talking about God. But satisfy the physical hunger, and it opens the door to satisfying the spiritual hunger.
For Haiti recently collected a substantial amount of food and healthcare supplies, but now they face the immense shipping costs. DeHart wants supporters of For Haiti to remember their help not only continues Jesus' work, but it serves him too. She says of these supporters,
they are partnering with us, and they are literally feeding the hungry themselves. We're just the conduits that get the product to help deliver the message.
Would you ask God to provide for those needs? And 20 years is a big milestone, whether in marriage or ministry. As World Mission celebrates their 20th anniversary, they're looking at the past with praise and to the future with hope. World Mission's Executive Director Greg Kelly shares a couple of the highlights at our website.
This year, our 20th year in existence, we will be distributing the 100,000th treasure, which is our solar-powered audio Bible.
This landmark treasure is headed to northern Nigeria.
That's really by design. It's symbolic to us because northern Nigeria has endured some of the harshest, most relentless persecution over the last 3 years because of the terrorist group Boko Haram.
Now, if you're close to West Michigan, you can meet World Mission staff at the anniversary celebration dinner. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. But hurry, tomorrow's the deadline to RSVP for the event. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Christian Aid Mission is offering the free book, Finishing the Task, by Christian Aid Mission. It features stories of Native missionaries who are making an impact for Christ in their own country. The book chronicles 9 modern-day heroes of the faith, all working in their own neighborhoods. Get your free copy of Finishing the Task by calling us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.